That'd take off that outer hull. We'd get all stained up with that walnut juice.
Where did I? Pecans?
Yeah, we had pecans, yeah. But the paper shells hadn't come along at that time. We just had the small native pecans.
Call it a tree sycamore or buttonwood?
Sycamores. No, not buttonwood or the bush. It grows around the edge of lakes. Oh. Buttonwoods.
And things that are poisonous?
Poison ivy.
And bushes that turn red in the fall. Supposed to be poisonous, whether it is or not.
The only poison I knew was poison ivy, and that was terrible. And for some reason, I was immune to it. It didn't bother me. That would bother me at all. But I've seen them with that poison ivy, man, it was horrible all over your body.
Did you have sumac or shumac?
Yeah.
Which do you say?
Sumac. And the first time I heard it called sumac, my wife had a breaking out, and we went to a skin specialist in Meridian. He said, "Huh, you've been around sumac." And we did have some. He called it sumac, and we always called it sumac. This doctor called it sumac.
Northerns, what they call a shoemake, regularly, and in fact they say that it was used as a dye for leather. Shoemakers use it as a dye. The cucumber tree, are you familiar with that?
Not a tree. Vine.
Anything the cows eat that are supposed to be poisonous?
Buckeye. Yeah, buckeye is very poisonous. My father always carried one in his pocket for good luck. I'll give you one.
Oh, I'm sure.
He'd just as soon go out without his trousers as without his buckeye. And I still got that superstition.
Care. To be good for arthritis, also.
Yeah.
I grew up in Ohio, which is the Buckeye State. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to keep off arthritis.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that buckeye is, my father always carried one in his pocket for good luck. Well, that's a native buckeye. And that tree was poison. If a cow ate that tree, it was poisonous.
Do you have anything around by the name of laurel or anything like that?
No, the laurel trees are mostly up in through Tennessee and Virginia. Lots of laurels up there, but we have very few here.
And insects that... Sting?
Oh boy, did a hornet ever sting you? At insect, at wasps, hornets, yellow jackets. All of them yellow jackets. They all would sting. But a hornet, is the most painful sting in the world, is a hornet. You see, he pops his sting in and he can't get it out. It's like a hook. You have to pull him off. I had one to sting me right there and he just he couldn't get it loose. It's just like ramming a hot iron in you.
The hornet has the nest.
If you have time to see my museum, I'll show you too. I've got one cut open. Over 60,000 to each one of them.
And how about the ones that you may have nests in logs, or you may plow them up?
Wasps.
Is that the wasp?
There's seven different varieties of wasps and yellow jackets. They're different varieties. They nest in different places. I destroyed two out there in my carport yesterday. Wasp nest. And by the way, I got stung several times out there last summer, so I want to avoid it this time. So I sprayed them yesterday.
The other bug that carries malaria?
Well, that was the stegomyia mosquito carried yellow fever. Yellow fever was the stegomyia, mosquito. And, of course, they finally found out what caused yellow fever. It took them a long time. They didn't know what. I remember the last yellow fever scare we had here in Macon. I was just a child. They had guards on all the roads, and they didn't know what they were doing until they found out what caused it was a stegomyia mosquito.